People in parts of the Middle East that have been suffering through a hotter-than-usual summer. Now imagine that in a region where temperatures usually hover around 100 degrees this time of year. Plus, it is the month of Ramadan. Muslims are fasting in the scorching weather and going without food and water between dawn and dusk. Kimberly Adams found out how people are managing the heat in Cairo.
On a sweltering day in July, temperatures are topping 100 degrees and the humidity is an oppressive 83%. There hasn't been a single day in Cairo this month with a high cooler than 90 degrees. And in most neighborhoods in this tightly packed and polluted city, the real temperature is over 100, with the humidity making it feel like it's up to 115 or more. Add to that the fact that much of the country is fasting for Ramadan, and it gives a new dimension to what Egyptian Meteorological Association calls a humid heat wave. Mango, strawberry, coconut. 25-year-old Mohammed Ghotab lists the types of fresh juices he sells at Paradise Juices to help residents cool down in a suburb called 6 of October City. During the hottest weather, Ghotab usually recommends Asir Asab, or sugarcane juice. Ghotab's colleague scrapes the cane stalks smooth, then chops them to about the length of a yardstick. Ghotab then feeds them into a refrigerator-sized machine that spits out a thin stream of greenish-yellow juice. Ghotab has few customers during the day in Ramadan, when Egyptian Muslims are fasting. But after dusk, business is better than brisk.
The most preferred juices in Ramadan are the date juice, coconut juice, and licorice. We even sell more, twice as much in Ramadan. That's our best season.
This year, Ramadan is occurring during a particularly hot and humid season. The high temperatures make the humidity even worse, and access to air conditioning is much more limited here than in the United States. In another Cairo suburb, 58-year-old baker Mahmoud Ali is dripping with sweat. With a huge oven dominating his bakery, he says the temperature inside his shop is many degrees higher than outside.
See what happens with every step you take inside? It's hell in there.
He says God gives him the power to fast through the heat, and he has some advice for Americans wilting in their own heat wave.
Have patience. I think they should come and see what we have here, and then they would know.
He chuckles as he turns back to his roaring oven. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.